the top three candidates in Haines will get seats on the assembly, and Alaska Department of Fish and Game completes the first year of a Haines bear population study. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. The Haynesboro Fire Department commemorated the anniversary of September 11, 2001 by standing on full watch and presenting the flag in front of the Public Safety Building on Wednesday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Fire Chief Al Giddings stood beside Police Chief Heath Scott, who held the flag.
And so we're honoring the 343 firefighters that lost their lives on that day, as well as every other responder and civilians. So it's just in recognition of each one of them, and it's an honor to stand here and represent the flag.
Community members and visitors left flowers in front of the flag and fire gear that was displayed in effigy. Giddings wore his turnout gear and helmet.
This is what the firefighters were wearing when they went up the stairs in the trade towers.
He said visitors stood in tears, knelt in prayer, and took pictures with the guard. He said it was an honor for Haines responders to be part of the remembrance. Recently resigned Haynesboro Assemblymember William Prisciandaro will be replaced by the third-place vote-getter in the coming election. That's what the Assembly decided after unanimously accepting his resignation at a meeting on Tuesday night. According to the borough clerk, the Assembly had three options to replace Prisciandaro: appoint the third-highest vote-getter from the upcoming election, solicit letters of interest and appoint someone, or another method of appointment, as long as it included public notice and attention to qualifications. Assembly members Sean Mady and Stephanie Scott wanted the people to decide in the upcoming election, rather than make an appointment. Assembly members Heather Lundy, Brenda Josephson, and Tom Morfitt argued the Assembly should appoint Prisciandaro's replacement, since the filing period for the election ended before the resignation. Assemblymember Lundy:
the filing period is already over, and I think by doing this, we're going to change the chemistry of the election. There may be more people who would have filed. We even had one candidate that removed her name that may have stayed. I think that it's not fair to do it that way.
But since there are only five seated assembly members, two no votes can sink a motion. Assemblymember Lundy changed her vote to move the decision-making forward. Assemblymember Josephson said this issue was the number one reason residents contacted her preceding the meeting, and she didn't like any of the options that were before the Assembly.
And I got to tell you, any way you look at it, it stinks. It stinks. There's a stench about it, and I hate it. And as an Assembly person, I don't know what to do about it. We are in a no-win situation.
She said the Assembly should look at code and come up with a solution so that this situation does not occur again. Borough elections will be held October 1st, 2019. Alaska Department of Fish and Game is in the midst of a multi-year study of the bear population in Haines. The study uses collars containing GPS devices to track bear movements and gather information about their habits. Fish and Game biologist Anthony Krupe gave a presentation about the study's progress at the Haynesboro Public Library on Tuesday. KHNS's Henry Leisha attended and filed this report.
Alaska Department of Fish and Game has researched bears in Southeast Alaska for the last 40 years. Fish and Game biologist Anthony Krupe says the agency started with a population estimate for Admiralty Island and eventually moved north from there.
There was a statewide effort, 1993, to estimate the population of bears across the state. And biologists were scratching their head, well, we have the numbers from Admiralty, and it was about a bear a mile of bear habitat. And, well, what do you think it is in Haines? How about a half a bear a mile? So that's what we're based all of our management on right now, is a kind of a wild guess.
So Krupe began a project with Fish and Game last summer to get better data for the Haines area. They're hoping to figure out the density and abundance of the bear population, the number of cubs, and mortality rates. Krupe and his team began capturing and collaring bears last summer. They use snares as well as darts containing sedatives to immobilize the bears. Once they've captured a bear, they take samples of its blood, hair, and a tooth. Then they fit a collar around the bear's neck and leave before it wakes up. Biologists use the samples to determine the bear's age and diet. The collars contain computers that track the bear's movements and temperature. Fish and Game can monitor their movements from afar to better understand their denning patterns and habitat preferences. Once they've collected enough data, Krupe can release the collar remotely using a computer. Krupe says he and his colleagues track about 20 bears each year. They've collared 13 so far this summer. From what he can tell, most of the bears are staying up in the mountains late into the summer.
Most of the bears that we've seen so far, we started about the 15th of August this summer. They are still going crazy on blueberries. And I know you all have been up Sunshine Mountain and seen how abundant the crop is with limited rain and lots of warm temperatures. Well, bears are still up there, and it's kind of amazing that all these sockeye are right down here and they're still choosing to eat blueberries.
Krupe says they're hoping to have a population estimate in the next 2 years, but they'll continue collaring bears until 2023. At the end of the presentation, Krupe noted that this is the time of year when bears are trying hardest to find food and store up fat for the winter.
This is a really important time of year. Bears are in hyperphagia. If they don't find salmon, they're looking for something else. So we all have garbage around our houses. Take a quick assessment of what your house looks like.
For those trying to deter bears from entering their property, the Fish and Game office has several electric fences available to borrow. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Some Haines visitors got firsthand experience with those bears this week. A hiking party of four cruise ship passengers encountered a brown bear sow and her cub while hiking on Mount Rapinski in Haines on Wednesday. They set out from the Young Lake trailhead, according to Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch, who investigated the incident with a state wildlife trooper. At about 2,000 feet, the hikers surprised the bear in a steep area. It charged toward a man who fell over trying to get away and then came very close to a woman who also fell over and suffered a minor injury.
Bears don't like surprises, and that's what it sounds like happened here. And then they're even more protective when have a cub with them.
Koch says the injury is likely a result of the fall rather than contact with the bear. The hikers descended the mountain and were given a ride back to their cruise ship by Haines Police Department. Medical staff on board treated the hiker's injury. ADF&G will post warning signs in the area. Koch says the group was spread out on the trail with no bear deterrents. He recommends hikers stay together and make noise. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.